Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we wrap up our conversation today with Randy Block in just a moment.
Got a New Year's resolution? At P&K, ours is to keep supplying you with the hardest working John Deere equipment and the best deals around. So if your resolution is to save, how about saving thousands on a new 6M or 6R utility tractor? Or maybe 0% for 60 months is more your style. Get the details at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer expires 2/2/15, subject to approved credit. Cash retail bonuses may not be stackable with finance offer. Other offers available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
We're wrapping up our time with Randy Block of the Cattle Facts Organization. At the recent Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar at the Cattle Industry Convention, the Cattle Facts crew talked about the various segments and their potential for profitability here in 2015. Feedlots likely see a good bit of red ink this year. The margins are going to be a lot tighter for the stocker operator into the business. But for cow-calf producers, going to be pretty profitable again in 2015 and likely for another couple of years beyond that.
Well, I think there's huge opportunities for cow-calf producers. You know, 2014 and 15 will be our peak in profitability. But if they are a well-run, well-managed operation that focus on productivity, weaning a high percentage live calf crop, the opportunities are going to be phenomenal. We could see a 5 or 6 year run in profitability here that would be unprecedented. So, and they need it. You know, we need it in that segment of the industry. And again, people want our product. So I'm really excited for that segment of the industry. It's not been easy. If you go back into the 80s and 90s, those were difficult two decades for the cow-calf industry. We made $2 a head, Ron. I can't even imagine that when I think about that. We made $2 a head on average from 1980 to 2000. Mm-hmm. That's not a sustainable business enterprise with those kind of returns. So what we're seeing today is sustainable, and I'm excited about that for our producers.
Previous Cattle Facts seminars, previous conventions, you spend a lot of time about talking about the difference between that low-cost producer and the average and the high cost, that was where the profitability was during those days.
That was where all the profitability was. I in the top third from a production and cost standpoint? What we called that high return group or the low return group, and the variation between those was about $150 per head, a difference in return from one group to the other. Today that gap is even wider than that. So there's a huge range in profitability in these operations. Costs would run from $500 a head production cost to $1,000 a head easily across the United States. You know, I know of some operations that would have annual cow cost over $1,000. So, you know, there's some areas that don't have the resource base to be as competitive, or they have a different management style. So we just have to run the numbers.
Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Davis family of Adair, Oklahoma, having a dairy dispersal sale Tuesday, February 24th at 10 a.m. They'll be selling all cattle and equipment in their dairy. That'll be live from the Davis Dairy Farm and also broadcast on SuperiorClickToBid.com on sale day. You can contact Superior Livestock for more information and to register at 800-421-2117. Davis family dairy dispersal, Adair, Oklahoma, Tuesday, February 24th, 10 a.m. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.